This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. This is Nick here from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching. Just about to do another inspirational podcast for the day. And this one is called, I Can Do Less and Attract More. So how does that actually work? How is that? This was inspired by I Can Do Less and Attract More by a spiritual card that came up, and that was made present. It's amazing how we can actually get so overwhelmed in the idea that I need to do more and I need to keep doing more, and this creates anxiety, you know. So let's look at it at different angles now. This concept emphasizes efficiency and effectiveness. It suggests that instead of spreading oneself really thin by trying to do so many things at once, isn't it better just to focus on a few tasks or activities that have a higher potential for attracting the positive outcome? Well, this mindset is really rooted in the belief that quality outweighs quantity. I repeat that, quality outweighs quantity. By narrowing down one's focus and dedicating more time and energy to fewer tasks or goals, we can achieve better results. This approach now allows us for better concentration, attention to detail, and ability to allocate resources more effectively. Now look at but the idea by doing less. We can prioritize our effects and invest our energy in areas that have a higher likelihood of yielding desirable outcomes, and we don't get so much confused in the process or the outcomes. Now this can lead to increased productivity, you know, success, more attention or recognition from others. The concept of less is more is often associated with minimalism. And the simplicity of living a life in simplicity. And I feel it's like in more in the now. And it encourages encourages us to eliminate unnecessary distractions and clutter from our lives. Enabling us to focus on what truly matters, you know, in life. Now, by decluttering and simplifying, we can actually create space for growth. Sometimes we just need to let go of stuff, right? That holds us down, weighs us down. You know, sometimes we need to let go of that, some of the sandbags and the tether that holds that wonderful balloon, you know, on the ground. Too much on. let it go. And so it allows us for growth, creativity, and attracting more meaningful opportunities in life. I mean, that's what the whole idea of meditation is also, to be able to fall back, float, learn to float, and that gives more opportunities. And so, can I do less and attract more? Of course. This statement actually promotes the idea of prioritizing quality over quantity. Quality over quantity. Our quality, focusing efforts on key tasks or activities and eliminating unnecessary distractions. By actually adopting this mindset, we can maximize our productivity, success, and attention to receive. So another question is begged here. How can I achieve better results by narrowing down my focus and dedicating more time and energy to fewer tasks to goals? It's the opposite mindset of doing a lot. When we narrow down our focus and dedicate more time and energy to fewer tasks, our goals, we can achieve better results through several mechanisms. Now, and here are the things that we need to consider. When we do this, we increase efficiency. You know, we tend to focus on smaller number of tasks or goals. We can allocate our time and energy more efficiently. And we can avoid the multitasking and distraction that is caused by multitasking. So, you know, the old saying that it is better to do something quality than is to do multitasking, because there's no detail, you know, in multitasking. This also allowing us to complete tasks more quickly and efficiently, effectively too. So the mechanism also allows us to have improved concentration. Concentrating on a limited set of tasks or goals enables us to give a more full attention and focus on the task. This leads to better concentration, deeper level engagement, and high quality work and outcomes. Now, another one is mastery and expertise. We have the opportunity to develop a high level expertise here, because we're so concentrated and immersed into the mastery in the area. Also, resource allocation, focus on fewer tasks and goals allows us to allocate our resources, such as our time, money, and energy, more effectively. It's like living in the now of whatever we're doing and not spreading ourselves short. And then we have reduced overwhelmment. Now, this is important. So when we attempt to tackle too many tasks at once and goals simultaneously, we become overwhelmed and confused. There's so much an element of uncertainty in this that it's not quality. And we can spread ourselves very thin, and that creates anxiety, stress, and who wants that? So by narrowing down our focus, we can, take out the overwhelmment and experience the greater sense of control and clarity in this life in whatever we're doing. And this enables us to approach the task with a calmer and more composed mindset, leading to much better results. Also, we can have clear priorities. Clear priorities. Having fewer tasks or goals allows individuals to establish clearer priorities. And we can allocate our time just for the right time. And this will avoid getting trapped in the busyness that ensures that efforts are directed towards the most meaning and valuable endeavors. Another one is enhanced creativity. Focus on fewer tasks or goals provides us with the mental space and freedom to be more creative. We have the opportunity then to think outside the box, explore innovative solutions, and approach our work with a fresh perspective. This can lead to good breakthroughs, new ideas, and much better results. So that has basically been it. By narrowing down our focus and dedicating more time to energy to a limited number of tasks and goals, we can achieve better results, increase efficiency, improve concentration, become the master, and reduce the overwhelming, have clear priorities, and enhance creativity. And then we have more strategic and intentional use of one's resources, leading to high quality outcomes and greater success. So that's it there. And now it's time to put this into a meditation for us, so we can go on, so we can really think about what we've just consumed, and something that you can utilize straight away. Just some thought towards I can do less and attract more in my life, and create that kind of mindset that we sometimes just need to fall back and then begin to flow with it. And here we go. So I'd like you to just relax and come to your most comfortable space, and just relax in a moment. Begin their meditation. Taking some time here to witness where you are. We'll start with some closing your eyes and taking a few nice, gentle, big breaths through the nose, holding at the top for 4 seconds, and exhaling and releasing and smoothing out any tensions in our bodies. So, come into our centers, closing your eyes, breathing with me for 7 seconds, holding at the top, 4, 3, 2, 1, exhale for 7, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, exhale gently, inhale one more time, in, nice big long breath through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. Softening everything, feeling that sensation. And once again, breathing gently through the nose. And as you breathe in, feel the sensation of the stomach rising. Hold the top a little bit as your stomach is in extended. Exhale. Feeling the stomach depletion from air and shrinking. Holding that space now, feeling that sensation of totally being immersed in this relaxation. And in this moment of stillness that you've just created, embrace the power of doing less, knowing that it is not always about the hustling and the constant stress. Just release the need to constantly strive and push, and instead allow abundance just to flow without rush. And as we breathe in, we let go of the belief that more is always better, and invite the sense of ease and contentment as a new setter. Trust that by doing less, we create the space, abundance, and as it shall appear, and just allowing the universe to bring forth what holds dear to us. release the need. Just release the need to control every aspect of your life. And instead, just surrender. Surrender to the natural flow and all the freedom from strife. Just by letting go and trusting in the process, you find peace. And then you open yourself up to opportunities that never stops, never ceases, always there. You start to recognize that by doing less, you create room for clarity, allowing your intentions to manifest with purity. By releasing the overwhelm and the constant need to achieve, you begin to focus what truly brings you joy and relief. And now, breathing in one more time, holding the top and exhaling slowly and longer, gently, just smoothing out parts of our body. And with each breath, let go of the fear of missing out. And just embrace the idea that abundance is never in doubt. And just trust that by doing less, you attract what is meant for you. And then you become to welcome the blessings and opportunities of the abundance. When you release the belief that hard work is the only way, you begin to embrace the idea that ease can lead the way. And by doing less and allowing more, you find balance and flow. And then you attract the abundance that your heart desires to know much more. When you release the need to constantly be in control, and you begin to surrender to the universe's wisdom, this will unfold many. And as you have the mindset of doing less and trust more, you align with divine timing, just right for you. And then you begin to attract opportunities that are truly life and living. And each moment of stillness and pause is actually a gift in disguise. This allowing you to connect with your intuition so swift. And by doing less and tuning in, you hear your inner voice guiding you towards the choices that makes your heart rejoice to sing. As you release the belief that I have to do it all alone, you open yourself up to support that is beautifully shown to you. By doing less, attracts the right people and resources in your life. It creates a harmonious path to success and new courses. As you slowly bring this meditation to close, you carry with you the wisdom that has arose. You embrace the power of doing less and attracting much more. You begin trusting in the abundance that is your very core. And as you keep releasing the need for constant busyness in life and action, you see that this allows yourself to rest and find satisfaction, because each goal, a habit, is formed through satisfaction. And by doing less and taking time for self-care, you begin to nurture the well-being and attract blessings that are very rare. And as you keep releasing the need to chase after every opportunity, you begin to trust that the right ones will come to you. And by doing less and staying present in the here and now, you create a space that is abundance that gracefully we can bow to. As you release the pressure to always be productive, you begin to honor the importance of rest and being reflective. And by doing less, you recharge and restore your energy, allowing the abundance to flow effortlessly and tangibly. As you release the belief that scarcity is the only reality, you begin to embrace the truth that abundance is only a normality. And by doing less and cultivating a mindset of abundance, you attract prosperity and blessings in abundance. And as you release and relax the need to constantly seek external validation, you begin to embrace the power of self-love and self-celebration. And by doing less and focusing on your own worth, you begin to attract relationships and experiences of the mirth. And as you keep releasing and relaxing, the attachment to outcomes and expectations, you begin to surrender to the universe's divine orchestrations and design. And by keep doing less and trusting the journeys to unfold, you begin to attract these miracles and manifestations of true fulfillment. And as you go deeper into releasing the belief that success is measured by busyness, you begin to embrace the idea that it is found in stillness. By doing less and finding peace within your soul, you begin to attract success that is aligned with the highest of goals. And as you release the need to constantly strive for more, you begin to acknowledge the abundance that already is in store. By doing less and practicing gratitude each day, you attract more blessings to come your way. And now you release the fear of scarcity and the lack, and open yourself up to infinite abundance that you attract. I hope that and now we've come to the conclusion of this meditation. You may open your eyes slowly. Just move your body slightly, coming out of this nice moments of meditation. Yes, I'm happy that you're here and that you enjoy the idea that I can do less and attract more. So I'm wishing you an abundant evening or night, wherever you are. And thank you for meditating with me. And if I can ever help you with anything that you find anxious about in this life, happy to be there for you, happy to serve. This is Nick here, Nick Chance from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Looking forward to the next episode. Please join me. And if you found this very entertaining and you found that it was useful and created some abundance in your life, please pass it on. So pass the information on. You never know who's out there that might be needing to listen to this. So all the best and beautiful day to you. May you be in peace, abundance. Namaste.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.